Hi, folks. We'll be starting in just a couple minutes here. Hi everyone, welcome to the Folio Reporting SIG meeting of Monday, January 12th, 2026. So if you've been on vacation and you're just getting back and this is your first week, welcome back. For those of you whose first week was last week, welcome back. And we have lots of stuff in store for 2026. So thanks for joining. Happy to have you here. As we go through our topics, feel free to bring up questions. You can either unmute and just say your question, or if you want to throw something in the chat and we'll wait until the last person's finished, but feel free to bring up whatever occurs to you. We want to make sure that this is an opportunity for you to share what's on your mind and represent your institution in terms of all things reporting. So I'll go ahead and get started with today's topics. First order of business, is there someone who would be willing to do attendance? So for those of you who've done it before, it's quite easy. And
Sure.
okay, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So I think that was Anne. So thank you, Anne. I appreciate it again. This is very, very nice. Thank you so much. Okay. And so this is just our meeting cadence for any folks who are new. So you can find that always on our SIG notes for the meetings. And we have different kinds of meetings where business development, workshopping, and so forth kind of depends on what topics are urgently needed or available for us to cover. Let me ask you this before we jump into our topics. Are there any topics that you would like the reporting SIG to cover? And I always add the caveat, just because you offer the topic doesn't mean that you have to present on it. Although you might want to present on it if you have something to present to the SIG. So that's all also acceptable. So are there any topics that you can think of that you've been curious about in terms of data, analytics, reporting, any kind of functionality that it would be good for the reporting SIG to cover? Okay, I don't see anything in the chat, so I'll continue. We often will go through impacts of new fields and features. I think we are due for that for Sunflower, so that we'll try to include that in one of our upcoming meetings. upcoming Reporting SIG mini topics we're hoping to cover, soon. We don't have this exactly nailed down in the schedule yet, but these are the things that are on our minds. The MetaDB 1.4 release update hasn't been released yet, but it's an upcoming version of the MetaDB software that many of us use on reporting databases at our institutions, synchronizing our data with Folio. Also, reporting app development. Just what has been going on with that? There has been a lot of activity for reporting app development. I think it would be good to include that in one of our upcoming meetings. We're looking at that. We sort of have this all the time as our topic, our community priorities and the community priorities dashboard, and just making sure that we all understand what development priorities are out there for us to make decisions about, and that we vote with our voice on what we would like to see developed and how we would like to see the reporting functionality in the Folio and community get developed. Do we have any new members today who'd like to introduce themselves, or just visitors? It's fine. Anyone who's visiting today who's not been here before, or who has been and just hasn't had a chance to say hello.
I'm Michael Hobson from Michigan State University, and this is I last week was the first time sitting in on one of these meetings, so just here to see what's going on, trying to learn more about the reporting apps and the lists apps, and yeah, just here to learn more.
Wonderful to have you, Michael.
Thank you.
I was born in Michigan. I'm a Michigander, so a special warm welcome to our meeting. fantastic. Anybody else? Any other new folks who haven't had a chance to introduce themselves? Okay. I always give a little time because it's Monday. So we're all kind of still waking up here. So SIG recruitment, we are always looking for folks to work with us and derive tables. We don't have an a active project on that right now, but in, this is something that will continue to be work that we do in a shared way, in a collaborative way. So we together on the reporting SIG will develop derived tables that can be used in the MetaDB reporting environment on Folio Analytics, the GitHub repository for the project. So you just let me know or Scott know if you have any questions about that. Next topic is the reporting SIG meeting cadence. So there was a recent proposal that was made for SIGs on calming planning. So let's pop into that a second. So if you haven't had a chance to look at this, the number of meetings happening in Folio is very high, and slots are double booked. So it's just a general problem with too many meetings. So I'm sure most of you can relate to this. So there's been a proposal for this year to encourage the Folio community at large to coordinate having 1 week every month where we do not plan for any Folio community meetings. The week can be the last week every month. That would align well with big holidays and so forth. So it's all spelled out here in this calendar. So the way that we have been meeting is the first 4 Mondays of the month, and sometimes there are 5 Mondays in a month, and so we cancel. We've also been canceling meetings if there's a holiday or if there's just not a topic to cover. I don't, I'm sure that we haven't in 2025 had four meetings per month. What Scott and I talked about with this proposal was basically just following it. If so, basically, we would drop the last meeting of the month, which we do in months where there are five Mondays anyway. So we might drop, I guess, a few more. That would be the fourth meeting. But you can kind of see how this all schedules out. So the question for all of you is, does that sound okay for us to follow this meeting cadence? Do you have any questions?
That sounds good, especially with the proviso that if we need to meet, we can always try to schedule a meeting. So,
All right, great. Thank you, Kevin. So it sounds like everyone is okay. I don't think this will have a dramatic impact on us because we have been dropping meetings when we don't have a topic anyway. But yeah, we can certainly have the proviso that if there's something really urgent that we need to meet about, we would just hold the meeting anyway for the Monday time. Scott, did you have any other thoughts?
yeah, I actually completely agree with this, but I did want to just a little reminder, since there are new people here, if you want to be added to the actual Outlook invitation, please let me know and I will add you. So you would get the cancellation of the fourth Monday and also everything else that way. So
Brilliant.
thanks.
Thank you so much
Yes,
for
thanks.
remembering that. Yeah, we get a lot of like sort of last minutes, like, oh, we didn't know that you were canceling or what have you. And Scott keeps this gigantic list of people who are invited. So if you want an invitation, please reach out to Scott Perry on Slack to ask him to invite you. And if you're not able to attend, that's okay. But it will appear on your calendar at 11 a.m. Eastern time and whatever time that is on your times in your time zone. On the Mondays where we have meetings, I should say, since we've got this whole cadence proposal. All right. Okay. All right, so let us know if you have any questions about that. All right, back to our regularly scheduled programming here. So the next topic is MetaDB data privacy, a sort of an update from our subgroup, but chiefly from Lauren about her data anonymization scenarios. And we've gone through these before, but they're very complicated. So it's really good to review them and for everyone to ask questions, understand what we're talking about, because it will impact anybody running the MetaDB software. So, first of all, just quick little intro. What is that MetaDB data privacy subgroup doing? So we have a little subgroup, and it's not just ReportingSig members, but people from other institutions who are interested in working on data privacy and anonymization with us. And what we've been doing lately, we're planning to discuss requests anonymization feature development with Amelia Sutton, who's a product owner for that. We've been working a lot on reporting app data privacy and UI feature development, really trying to hone that application and looking at what we want to do with it. I'd like to bring that to ReportingSig as well so that we can talk about where that's going more and get more input from folks and keep them in the loop. Someone, I think it was AJ, mentioned we could collaborate with a Folio Privacy Sig, so we're thinking about how we can pair up with Privacy Sig. A few of us are on both groups, so I think that could help. And then we have a lot of our work is focused on developing MetaDB data privacy and anonymization. There are some scenarios that Lorenzini, our product owner for reporting, has put together that she's going to share more about. If you'd like to join our subgroup, find out more about data privacy, and also have, an opportunity to help us develop this functionality and these features, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or to Scott. We've been meeting every 2 weeks about, but sometimes it's less frequently than that, but it's very focused on this development. So just reach out if you'd like to join us. Okay, I'm going to hand it over to Lauren, who's going to talk about anonymization scenarios. So, did you want to share or you want me to share, Lauren?
If you could share, that would be great.
Sure, happy to.
And I think I have this document open so that anybody should be able to view it if you want to take a look at this, if that's easier than viewing it on the shared screen.
Okay. Actually, I've got it open. There we go.
So I think we've brought this up here in this group some, but a lot of this is just trying to make sure that we're capturing the scenarios where data might need to be anonymized. And I've added a couple little notes because we've had a few side conversations within the subgroup just to kind of think about some of the other things that are on our radar. And so when it comes to MetaDB, I am kind of sitting with, I think there are three different scenarios. The first one is that you would want to keep your historical data rows unanonymized. This is the way MetaDB works right now, that if you have everything, I'm wondering if I just did this, linked things the wrong way. But you have things that you anonymize in Folio. Your current tables would then be anonymized in MetaDB, but your historic tables would still hold all of that data. I think I've got the link potentially in the wrong line here, but this link here to what the LDP was doing was that this would had the intention that if you were going to enable this, you would actually enable this before you started syncing data with MetaDB, so that you never had that data come into your tables. So you have the scenario where now, where if you anonymize something, your current tables are anonymized, your historic tables are not. And then we have scenarios kind of where some people, I think this link I needed to pop down a row here. We're going to move this one down. That you would want when you anonymized things in Folio, you wanted to make sure that anonymized data never came into MetaDB. So in this case, this is what that link to the LDP software was doing, that you would enable this before you had any data synced, and there would be places where that PII would not be coming into MetaDB. This does not fix the issue if you want the data in MetaDB to begin with so that you can report on it until it is anonymized in Folio. So we have this third scenario here where you want it in MetaDB until that triggering point in Folio where you are anonymizing things. And when it is anonymized in Folio, you want both the current and the historical tables to be anonymized. So one of my big questions is, Is there any other scenario that is being overlooked here? Are there places where things should be anonymized that we haven't touched on? We've done some talking within the group, and there was the question of, is there ever a scenario where you would want the historic Rose to be anonymous, but not the current ones? I don't know that we had come up with a use case for that, but we put the question out there just to make sure we were addressing everything. So I'd love to just open this up just to kind of get people's thoughts on what scenario might work best for them. I know we do have a couple kind of outstanding questions about whether we are anonymizing columns, whether we're anonymizing entire tables. And that's something we still need to dig into a little bit as to what is feasible within the software. Or it's Monday and nobody's ready to talk about data
It's a complicated topic, and I can just sort of chatter a little bit while people are thinking. But I think we talked a little bit about, how what level of granularity would we want, and that sort of thing. That gets more complicated. Would you want to be able to anonymize right down to the row or to the data field? Or I'm sorry, to the table or to the data field, because, that gets a little more complicated, I would imagine. So, if you haven't thought about anonymization a lot, just one thing to sort of keep in mind is that, we have loan anonymization in Folio right now. So you can go to settings for loan anonymization. It's like circulation settings, and just take a look at that if you haven't seen it. What happens with MetaDB when you set that is that if you set it to anonymize current loans, then it takes the current row and puts null instead of the you to replace the user ID for loans, so that you just can't tell who had the loan, and that's after the loan is closed. There are also a few settings that you can do around that. Fines and fees, if you have to keep the fines and fees active, many institutions do for finance rules, but the loan anonymization settings are in Folio, but they affect the current row in MetaDB. And right now, the folks who are developing the requests are looking at anonymization of requests for similar reasons, that we want to give institutions the opportunity to null out, close requests, if you will. In right now in Folio, and the on the application side, it just does these current rows. So there would be need to be, I don't know exactly how it would work, but if you wanted to anonymize historical rows, you'd have to have further functionality to do that and have it affect MetaDB. So, but right now there is already there are already some data anonymization features available in, for loans that affect MetaDB. So it gets a little complicated, because you have here you have sort of two environments that have historically sort of been separate, and now these settings in Folio can actually affect MetaDB. So thinking about what we want not only involves the MetaDB software itself, but the Folio software. So anyone have any questions or thoughts about the direction that this is taking. Or just thoughts about data privacy at your institution and your reporting environment. Now, don't all talk at once, you know, because okay, well, if we don't have any other questions, Lauren, did you have any other final notes on that or?
I don't think so. I mean, I will say in some ways, take silence that we're on the right track with this, and that I can go back and have some conversations with the developers to kind of see what directions we can look at moving this in.
I can say from our perspective at Cornell, it's nice to have the ability to co kind of control it in Folio, because that's where we're thinking about how the data comes in and being able to do those loan anonymization settings and know that, okay, this is going to affect the current row, and how it's going to affect the current row is really nice, I think. It's just the historical rows that have been problematic for us. Okay. Okay, so Kevin, does the anonymization affect anything other than circulation-related data? Well, for MetaDB, it's just affecting loans right now, if you have the setting turned on. Now, are there institutions, I believe there are institutions running LDP with the data anonymization feature. Is that right, Lauren? So this is how they're affected.
So my understanding is that part of the reason that LDP feature was not brought into MetaDB was because we weren't aware that it was being used.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, a lot of this is focused on PII, so it's your patron data. And I mean, I don't know that it's imagination. In some ways, I would say it's fear of the legal side of things that motivates a lot of this. But
Okay, so no one is running the anonymization feature in LDP. Interesting.
that is at least that I am aware of. I will put that caveat in there. If somebody is running it.
And the original incentive was, or the idea was, to meet GDPR requirements for some institutions, but they're not using it yet.
At this point, they have an.
Okay. Okay, I was assuming that they were using that, so it's good to clarify that. Interesting. So right now it's just loans, and you can take a look at the settings in Folio under the circulation settings to see loan anonymization. And if you have any, I'm happy to talk to you, or Joanne, who's our really has a lot of circulation expertise, can talk to you about how it works at Cornell, because we do have it on. We are also running scripts to anonymize historical rows on closed loans in MetaDB, which we don't like, because it anytime you run a script that deletes data, you're potentially negatively impacting data integrity. But we had a requirement for patron privacy that we needed to do that. So, yeah, it's just loans. The other areas that we've looked at are requests and fines and fees. So request is kind of low-hanging fruit. It could be set up the way that loans are. You know, if there's a closed request and then you anonymize the current row. If they develop it the same way that the loan anonymization has been developed, then it would leave those historical rows there. So we still have to deal with that. Fines and fees are another issue. It's much more complicated. So you have finance involved with that. And because different institutions have different periods of time for which they have to keep financial records like fines and fees, you know, it makes it a little harder to develop. And so there has been discussion on it in the past, but yeah, those are the areas that I'm aware of. I don't know if other folks know of other areas where they're looking at anonymization needs. And there's a whole GDPR requirement that European institutions have to have be able to anonymize the entire database. So there's that as well. Lauren, I don't know if you have other, you've heard from other, you'd have that broader perspective.
I think right now with the details I have about GDPR, a lot of that is what we have discussed with Stefan in our subgroup meetings. But I think the no data ever coming in would definitely meet that requirement for them, that if the PII never makes it into MetaDB, then they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, there was some concern also about email notices,
Thank you.
because that covers a lot of territory. And I don't remember off the top of my head what the tables were, but there was, you know, a couple of tables in MetaDB that had to do with emails. And so that is also kind of a concern. But I think in terms of importance, that's really down, far down the heap of things that are important, because the other stuff is so much, there's so much more of it, I think. And certainly would be of more concern, I think. The fines and fees are a real can of worms. And it would, I think it would be especially difficult because the possible variations on a theme of what institutions have to do concerning fines and fees is, you know, kind of broad. So it would be, seems to me like it would be difficult to come up with a solution for that one, but maybe, you know.
Thank you. Yes.
Because
And
that has to link to the circulation record. And there are some things that you get a fine or fee, well, a fee for that might not be related to circulation. That's another issue. But the bulk of it, I think, would be fine based, fine generated things that would have to be linked to a circulation record in order to get the appropriate information, and the user would be the big thing.
I think you mentioned there's also PII for purchase requests, so there is then that
There's
as well.
some purchase orders that might possibly have a person's name in it. Or identifier that may be there. Can't really
Thank
think
you.
of anything else, but yeah, that's stuff like that.
Yeah, and Katie reminds us donor information also.
Donor
That can
information,
be
yeah, that's
personally
another one.
identifiable.
Yeah.
So there are areas across the system where PII might show up. And let's see, Jared, the third scenario seems most in line with how things were done in Alma. Interesting. I didn't realize you could anonymize in Alma, but that kind of makes sense. Yeah, so there's that interdependency between Folio and MetaDB when working with this data that makes it a little bit more complex. We're trying to take a look at all the different perspectives. So let's see here. You had some questions. Did you want to go through those?
We can. I think these are mostly questions that our group has raised that are kind of the outstanding lingering ones. But there is the question of do we need to keep circulation tables for fees and fines? Kind of getting into what Joanne was just referencing with the complexity here with fees and fines. And what data would need to be maintained if there is money owed by a patron in the circulation table. So that adds to the complexity there. And then also just kind of thinking about what we are anonymizing. What is it possible to anonymize? Are we looking at the objects, the individual JSON objects, or the columns? Are we looking at an entire table? I think the LDP functionality there was some of that may have been column based. Some of it was also full tables.
Tables or columns.
So I think that there is the ability to specify that. There is the potentially bigger question of how and where do we configure this? The LDP functionality was configured on the LDP side. It was not something that was happening in Folio. So there may be kind of multiple parts to this as we kind of work out how and where and how these two systems are interacting with each other, because this is something that's going to be highly nuanced for every library. It doesn't feel likely that two libraries are going to have scenarios that 100% match. So it's there's kind of just a lot of little details to work out. And then there was the and we kind of hit on this. I asked this one earlier about are there any scenarios where the historic tables need to be anonymous, but the current tables should not be?
Yeah, don't know of any, but that could come up as we dig into this.
I can
And
think
this.
of one case, just in A&M's circumstances, that we want to keep active loans. We want to keep the students' data in that because we need to know who checked out a book that's still outstanding, but we don't want to keep historic information. We want to anonymize that as soon as an item is returned.
Yeah, that's the way the loans anonymization is working now, I believe, based on what you're describing, that you once the loan is closed, then it's the row that shows up in MetaDB is anonymized. There's sort of a spaceship engine sound happening. So, thank you. Or a washing machine. This sounds the same over Zoom. All right. Well, per column, boy. I mean, I don't know how that would work from a development standpoint, but that'd be nice to be able to pick and choose per JSON object. Just look for those user IDs, donor IDs, requester IDs. All right. Any other thoughts, comments? on all of this. It's just we want to keep you in the loop, and I would love to have you join us in our subgroup if you're interested in digging in on this. This is a high priority topic for institutions. You know, if you have patron privacy policy, you might want to review that and think about how MetaDB is working at your institution. Take a look at the Folio anonymization features that are already, you know, loan anonymization is already there under circulation settings, and just think about it. We'll continue to delve into this and develop the topic. Thank you, Lauren, for your excellent work on pulling all these details together and into a comprehensible set of scenarios. Really appreciate it. Talking to us today about this. What I'll do is just pop back to, did you have anything else, Lauren, or? Okay. All
That's it
right.
for
Thank you
me.
so much. Thank you. Just popping back to our notes. That's all we have for today. Are there any other questions, topics, before we close for the day? I don't know if Scott, you have anything?
No, nothing at this time. I did set
Okay.
out the cancellation of the fourth
Okay.
Monday.
Ah, thank you. Yes, and of course, due to the holiday next Monday, we do not have a meeting. That's Martin Luther King Day in the US. And so I think a lot of meetings are going to get canceled that day. All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us at today's SIG meeting. Appreciate your being here, and we'll see you at the next Reporting SIG meeting or MetaDB meeting if you're part of that group. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care. Have a good week.